This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The new Congress opened Tuesday with two new members of Colorado's delegation. Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo represents the state's new 8th congressional district. She called her first official day on the job surreal.
There definitely are little moments when it becomes more and more real, coming in and seeing your name on a plaque outside of the door, and every single time that somebody calls you Congresswoman.
Caraveo says she's excited to work on issues like housing and health care affordability. House business has to wait, though, for members to elect a House Speaker. That process has been unusually contentious for this new Congress. Colorado Republican Ken Buck says he's hopeful his party's disagreements over choosing a Speaker will be resolved soon. On Tuesday, Buck voted for Representative Kevin McCarthy to lead the House. But so far, McCarthy has insufficient support among Republicans to become Speaker. Here's Congressman Buck.
I think that there will be an effort to either find a set of rules that Kevin can live with, that people can live with, or they're going to find a person. So it's either procedure or person that's going to change this.
Colorado's Republican House members were divided in yesterday's vote. Doug Lamborn also voted for McCarthy. Representative Lauren Boebert gave her support to Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Governor Jared Polis is proposing a suite of new tax credits to discount new electric cars, bikes, and lawnmowers. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The $120 million program asks lawmakers to boost Colorado's electric vehicle tax credit from $2,000 to $5,000, and it offers anyone $500 off the purchase of a new e-bike and a 30% discount on electric lawn equipment.
Very excited about the opportunity to accelerate Colorado's progress on clean air and climate goals with a tax relief package.
The governor says the state can't afford the rebates after a better-than-expected budget forecast. It still needs to win approval at the state legislature, which reconvenes later this month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A recent study includes Boulder as one of the top U.S. cities for the arts. The Arts Vibrancy Index from Southern Methodist University in Dallas ranks Boulder among the top 1%. This is CPR News.